Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are currently learning Perek Yud Ches, Chapter 18, Part 9, I believe. K'nai Nahara, thank God. Part 9 of Chapter 18, and this is the final chapter, the final part of this chapter, I should say, our last segment of Chapter 18, with a bang, a really beautiful discussion today, Mirta Hashem, God willing. So if you look at the last pasuk, it will seem familiar to everyone who reads it. The pasuk says, "Magdil Yeshuos Malko," to remind ourselves in this chapter, David HaMelech is describing all of the praise at the end of his life for the trials and tribulations, all the things that Hashem helped him succeed in, all the wars, all the enemies, all of the many challenges that he faced. He concludes by saying, "Magdil Yeshuos Malko," Hashem who makes great or magnifies the salvations. The king, the Oseh Chesed Limshicho, and does Chasadim kindness for the one he anointed, meaning the king, myself, L'David L'Zaro Adolam, for David, myself, and my children forever and ever. This pasuk seems familiar because we say it in benching. We say it in Birchas Hamazon very popularly at the end of Birchas Hamazon. Now, aside from the shot in the pasuk, and a nice ending to the chapter, we have to understand, famously, there is a change that is made in our Birchas Hamazon from Chol, from weekday to Shabbos, and that's what I want to focus on here today. The pasuk sounds familiar, but there's one word that changes, because once again, as we discussed in the last couple of weeks, these psukim are borrowed or copied from Sefer Shmuel. So if you look at Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Beis, Perichot Beis, Pasuk Nunalis, so chapter 22 in Shmuel Bet, verse 51, we have the Pasuk, which says, Migdol Yeshuos Malko, Hashem is a tower of salvation for his anointed, Oseh Chesed Limshicho, L'David L'Zaro Ad Olam. It's the very same Pasuk with one minor change. Instead of the word Magdil, we have the word Migdol, hence the different nuschos, the different versions of what we say in benching Birchas Hamazon. The question obviously is, why the change? If the pasuk is being repeated from Sefer Shmuel Beis, why the change of that one word, and how does it affect our liturgy we're trying to express in that pasuk? And so the first source we're going to give is the Medrash Sochar Tov, the Medrash Tehillim itself. The Medrash asks, Kasuv Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Migdol, the Kasuv Echad Omer Magdil. It makes this question, makes a point. And the Medrash says, Reyudin Omer, Lefi She'en HaGeula Ba Al Uma Zu Bevat Achas. We know that the Geula, the redemption, does not come in one fell swoop. Rather, Kima Kima, little by little. So what's Magdil? He Misgadelas Veholeches Lefnei Yisrael. It comes slowly, level by level, piece by piece, in front of Bnei Yisrael, and that's the word Magdil. Magdil Yeshuos Malko means Hashem brings the Yeshua, the salvation, Kima Kima, piece by piece. So then says the Medrash, if that's true, after proving that this is true from other places in Tanakh, says the Medrash at the end, Umahu Migdol. So what's the word Migdol then? Why the change? Shenaseh lohem melech HaMashiach K'migdal. Because once he comes, that Mashiach, that Geula, will be like a tower of strength for David, his family, for the Malchus, and for Klal Yisrael. In other words, in Shmuel Beis, it's describing the redemption already happening. When it comes, it will be a Migdol, a tower of strength. But here in Tehillim, David HaMelech is describing how it will come. Not when it comes, but how it will come. And that is the difference. That's difference number one from the Medrash. Our next difference is going to be from the Rugged Shever Gaon, the famous Rugged Shever, Rabbi Yosef Rosen, the great Gaon, who points out a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tesvav Amun Aleph, where the Gemara says there was a Gezeira made that one cannot learn Ksuvim on Shabbos. Three parts of Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. One was not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains because there was a Gezeira, that because they are so enticing and so interesting, they would maybe get too entrenched in reading the Ksuvim and not come to the lecture, to the shiur on Shabbos. So they made a gezeira. Not clear whether it applies today, but that was the gezeira that was made. And so the suggestion that he has is very lumdish, very interesting, is that the Rugged Shever writes that since Magdil is from Ksuvim, is from Tehillim from Ksuvim, therefore we want to not read it. We replace it with Migdol, the pasuk from Shmuel, which is from Navi, which is permitted to be read on Shabbos according to the Gezeirah, the decree of the Gemara. Now many point out, of course, we read in davening all the time Sukkim from Ksuvim, but here you have a choice to replace it with something else. If something else can supplant it, then you'll swap them. But when there is no choice, there is no choice. We will say some Sukkim from Ksuvim on Shabbos, other places as well. That's approach number two. We have the Medrash, and now the Rugged Shever. Another possibility, the Torah Tanima and his Baruch Sha'amar on the Siddur writes another suggestion, more like conspiracy theory, I would say. And the conspiracy theory is that the whole thing was a mistake. Meaning, it really is supposed to be from Tehillim, it's supposed to be, let's say, Magdil, right? I apologize. It's supposed to be Migdol from Shmuel Beis. The editors of the Bencher wrote the letters SB next to it, probably to tell you, he suggests, that it was from Sefer Shmuel Bet, this one pasuk, this one verse. But SB was misinterpreted to refer to Shabbos, as if to say, only say this version of the pasuk on Shabbos, SB on Shabbos. And rather, when it's not Shabbos, substitute the one from Tehillim, Magdil Yishu Osmako. Sorry, on Chol, yeah, Magdil Yishu Osmako. That was the suggestion, the conspiracy theory of the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tanima, and that's why it's really a mistake, he says, that really doesn't make a difference which one you say, but it was a mistake to change it on Shabbat, or really maybe in theory, one should always say the word Migdol as is in Shmuel Beis. However, the earliest source, aside from the Medrash possibly, to discuss this is Abu Dram, and Abu Dram writes something fascinating. We'll conclude with this idea, another approach, a fourth approach, to why the difference in the language Migdol versus Magdil. He writes, Magdil Yishu Osmako v'gomer pasichu al shei malchus beis David, shasidah lasur shenemar vavdei David melech alayem. So the pasuk Magdil Yishu Osmako refers to the malchus, the monarchy of David, that will eventually come back. V'kibalti mirabosai, I've gotten a tradition from my teachers, ki b'shabbos v'filmar Migdol Yishu Osbevav, that maybe on Shabbos to say it with a vav, and during the week, a yud. Why? So in other words, he's focusing not on the word itself, but rather on the letter that changes. Magdil has a yud, Migdol a vav. A yud and a vav are very similar. A vav just goes a little bit longer. The nearly hatam, the nesha Shabbos hu melech gadol, keneged achol, because Shabbos is a very big machlus, a very big king. Umigdol hu male bevav, and a vav is a longer letter. Umagdil hu chaser yud, and it's magdil is less, the shorter letter. It's a melech katan. And so on Shabbat, we're trying to recognize even more than the chol, the great king, the great monarch, and therefore we have the vav, migdol. But on the chol, where it's a little bit less holy, a little bit more mundane, we have the yud, a shorter letter, to denote the idea of a smaller malchus, like we have recognized during the week, during the Mondays, day of the week. Mundane days of the week, I should say. I apologize. Anyway, those are four approaches to understand why we change the language on Shabbos from Magdil to Migdol. Reviewing again, the Medrash says that maybe one they refer to two different things. One refers to the Gula itself, what it will, how it will come. The other one refers to when it will come. It will be a source of strength. Then he had the Rugged Shever, that it was based on the Gezeirah not to read Ksuvim on Shabbos, and so they changed it to a Pasuk in Avi. You have the theory of the Torah Tamima in the Baruch Sha'amar, that maybe it was a mistake, the whole thing was really a mistake from the letters SB. And the fourth approach, which is Abu Dram, possibly that, in fact, there's a specific reason why we read Migdol on Shabbos, because it has a longer letter, the Yud to the Vav, denotes a greater malchus we recognize on Shabbos, as opposed to the whole fascinating discussion about this one change, the Nusach HaBirchas HaMazon, and the one pasuk in Tehillim versus the one in Shmuel Beis. We'll Mirtzah Hashem continue with Perek Yud Tes, finally to the next chapter, next week, wishing all of you a warm and wonderful and meaningful day.